I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Hopefully by now you have plenty of venison in the freezer, and as an added bonus, a nice trophy to hang on the den wall. And if it's nice enough, you may be up for some added recognition from the West Virginia DNR. I'll tell you more about the DNR's Big Buck Contest when we return. West Virginia is your season ticket to memorable deer hunting adventures. With an abundant deer population, 1.5 million acres of public land, and liberal regulations, hunting opportunities abound. The season starts in mid-October with archery season, followed by buck, antlerless, and muzzleloader seasons. That adds up to 3 months of refreshing outdoor experiences in the beautiful West Virginia hills. Four seasons, 9 chances, one destination, West Virginia. An odds-on favorite for deer hunters young and old. Visit our website, wvdnr.gov, for more information. For many years now, the DNR and the Isaac Walton League have collaborated on an effort to recognize some of the biggest bucks killed in West Virginia.
Back in the early 1960s, the Isaac Walton League and West Virginia DNR collaborated on keeping records and offering a contest for the big buck contest in the state. They've been active in this program since the very beginning and still are, though. There's a segment of their guys that support this and have all along.
That's Gene Thorne, who oversees the program today and is a certified scorer. Deer are scored through the Boone and Crockett and Pokeman Young scoring systems. And Thorne says Boone and Crockett statistics were born out of necessity.
Going back into history in the United States, back at one time game populations were very low, and it was a way of collecting data on where animals were being harvested and the size and so forth. And the Boone and Crockett Club is the one that started that. Teddy Roosevelt, one of our presidents, was one of the founders of the Boone and Crockett Club. And early in the 1900s, they got involved in a records-keeping program.
The Pope and Young system was an offshoot of that original Boone and Crockett standard as bow hunting gained in popularity.
Pope and Young Club that administers the bow hunting records today came out of the Field Archery Association wanting a scoring program that would recognize bow kills around the United States, which even though the American Indian used the bow and arrow very efficiently to harvest game, the rifle had been used for so long that the bow was actually looked at very skeptically as being a viable weapon to harvest game with. And so actually, it lent credibility to the bow and arrow as a weapon to be used in hunting seasons.
Now, the contest comes in that the biggest deer killed in the four categories of gun typical, gun non-typical, bow typical, and bow non-typical are awarded plaques. But some minimum scores will also be recognized with certificates.
The bow, it's 125 for typicals, 155 for non-typicals, and for gun, it's 140 and 165, I believe it is.
And if you wish to have a deer scored, there's a 60-day drying period for it to be officially entered into the record books. But the contest ends January 30th. You can bring that rack to the West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show in Charleston in January, or call your local DNR office to make sure you have a scoring appointment in hand. Be sure to bring the check tag along with the antlers. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.